Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, January 3rd, 2010. I'm going to open the phones up and also cover a lot of the financial news, what's happening with government control of health care, big developments on that front. We're going to open the phones up for first-time callers here at the beginning of this new year, 2010. We do this occasionally, at least once a week, a chance for new listeners or people who've never been able to get on the air to get involved, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or locally in Central Texas, 512-646-1776, 888-201-2244. Okay, Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of Flight 253 with the underwear bomber, you were finishing up with saying, I'm just glad to be alive. I'm just trying to tell the truth of what I saw. And I was asking the question, is this an ongoing cover-up, and how do we have a real investigation if the government charged with investigating are the ones covering up?
Well, that's a good point, and I just want to state, how else am I to take it when every time I put something out in the media, a new story comes out? This has happened, you know, they've had five versions of this story. All I can think is, you know, they want to put misinformation out there to refute what I'm saying, or it's just gross incompetence, and they can't figure out what actually is going on. I mean, what explanation is there besides that? You know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say on that. But, you know, I'm just glad to be alive. I'm trying to get the story out there, and I just want a full investigation. I know a lot of people are taking shots at me. I really can't understand why. You know, I've put my entire career.
It's called COINTELPRO, sir, it's on record. The government has hundreds of thousands of private corporations and contractors, hundreds of thousands working for private contractors, who go out and just throw out disinfo or blather on anything key. The fact that you're getting all this heat shows that your information is key, and your story continues to be verified by other eyewitnesses, and now they've had to change their story. So, I mean, you have the credibility.
Right. And by the way, my story regarding the orange dress man was verified on Fox News by a fellow passenger, Daniel Husinga. And I posted the video on my wife's blog if anyone wants to see it. And my story regarding the sharp dress man could easily be verified, too, just by showing us the Amsterdam video. Let's see it. You know what? And if it doesn't show what, you know, what I say, fine. You know, I'll eat crow. I'll admit I was wrong, but I'm very confident it'll show what I think it does.
Kurt, give us your blog, your wife's blog.
I believe it's HaskellFamily.blogspot.com. I believe
we put,
it's the exact address.
We put
and
links up.
I believe it's on your website.
Yes, we've written stories and posted stories that have links to your blog, your information, you and your wife's blog, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, later in the week, if we can, by the way, listeners, it looks like we are going to have Lord Monckton on to cover what happened with ClimateGate and where the globalists are going on that front tomorrow. But just a program note, I would like to be able to get you back up later in the week. By then, we'll be to story change number 10, Mr. Haskell. So I hope you'll join us later in the week.
I'll be happy to come on whenever you want me on and whenever the listeners want to hear from me.
Anytime. We've got 1 minute left. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just one thing. You know, I've taken a lot of shots for me appearing on your show a couple times, and I really don't understand it because I tell, you know, I have the same story no matter what show I'm on, if it's TV, if it's radio, if it's a news reporter, it's the same story. And I really don't understand that. And
they want to isolate everybody and not have all of us communicating. They want to be the gatekeepers who says who can talk to who can do what.
And just one other statement on that point. Every single request that I've gotten, I've complied with. Every interview, every show, radio or TV, I don't discriminate. Not that I don't like your show, but I'm just pointing that out to the people that are taking shots at me.
Well, I just wouldn't spend your time even responding to the government operatives. Most of them are, sir. Kurt Haskell, thank you so much for spending time with us. And we'll talk to you again coming up later in the week. Say hi to your wife for me.
No problem, Alex. Anytime.
Take care. There goes Kurt Haskell. We'll come back.
This is Alex Jones.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up towards the end of the broadcast, I'm going to get into what's happening in the Democratic Party. National polls show between 55 and 70-plus percent, depending on the poll, are vehemently against the government takeover of health care. And with every passing week, those numbers are shifting more and more towards a supermajority of Americans. So every week, the numbers of people in the polls against government-running health care increases. That's why the Democrats are so desperate to ram this through now, because even the Democratic Party chairman has come out and said that he is against the bill. Dennis Kucinich, one of the most liberal people in Congress, has said they're against it. When you can't get Howard Dean or Dennis Kucinich for your socialist bill, you got a problem. Because it's not even a socialist bill. I don't like socialism because it makes people dependent. It creates corruption. Any big pool of money, special interests are going to get their snouts in. You don't have to wait for special interests to mine in and burrow into this, this takeover of 1/7 conservatively. Some estimates are 1/6. It was written by the insurance company and banks. They make you get insurance. They make the rates go up. They increase your taxes. And then it actually gives them immunity from prosecution, massive immunity in many forms of suits for not giving good care. It's horrible. It's horrible. But they're set to go to conference this week and try to ram it through. So that is coming up. Some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes of each hour. They carry news, but we do the first 5 minutes. Then we have a one-minute break, come back at 6 after. If you missed it, Mr. Haskell, one of the survivors of Flight 253, finished up what he had to say, and he'll be joining us again later in the week as the FBI continues to change their story. More than a Victoria's Secret model changes what they're wearing when they do a runway event. I mean, they're changing it every 5 minutes. Just finishing up on the new wars being launched by Obama. He's continuing rendition, secret arrest, torture, expanding that, expanding the Patriot Act, expanding all the major wars, saying they're getting ready to go into Yemen and Somalia and Sudan, the biggest defense budget ever, bigger than all 50 states' budgets combined. The government's bankrupt. The banks are looting everything. Obama has spent in less than a year in office, a little over 11 months in office, January 21st, it'll be 1 year in office. He has spent more than all presidents before him combined in less than a year. And he did that 8 months in. That number is an 8 month number. So that's from 3 months ago. More than all presidents before him, back to George Washington. So that is something we're going to be covering and going over. They want to bankrupt you. Big offshore banks want an insolvent country. Just like they finance countries to do deals with the IMF and World Bank, where they create all this fiat currency out of nothing, backed up by U.S. taxpayers. They go in, the third world countries, whether it be Brazil or Nigeria or Indonesia, they run up these giant bills, and you'll have a $1 billion loan, and Nigeria ends up paying $30, $40, $50, even $60 billion back on it. The same thing is now being done to our republic. Now, I'm going to open the phones up here in just a moment. We're going to go to Carol, Michael, Jonathan, David, Paul, Kim, Nigel, Chris, Seal, Billy Bob, and others. But please have your question or comment. Quickly fire it out. We're moving to the next person. I did want to finish up with this CNN report that our guest was mentioning. U.S. terrorism czar, Christmas Day plot, not like 9/11. This is a transcript of his interview on CNN and their State of the Union program. It's not like 9/11, Brennan said, the terror czar, adding that the system didn't work as it should have due to lapses in human error. This wasn't an effort to try to conceal information. Not like 9/11. What does that mean? I mean, look at this. This, folks, the more security, I mean, even if you believe this is all incompetence, the more liberty we give up, the more terrorism we get. But if government knows it can stage a few events or let a few terrorists get through and then use it to give their buddies hundreds of billions of dollars a year in airport scanner and security money, the government gives this to their cronies. It's a revolving door to people in the Pentagon and Justice Department. They all then revolve in and out of government into these security firms and big defense firms that are really taking over that market. And they have an incentive for terror, an incentive for fear. But you look at the pre-bombing run-up of propaganda against Yemen. You look at the hype about terrorism. You look at Obama now saying, get ready for biological attack today. I mean, all of this is going on. In fact, here's one of those reports. Obama orders U.S. government to begin preparing for biological attack. This is how the government takes your liberties and says, oh, it's being done to keep you safe. Let's go to Calvin in Ohio. Calvin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment that here at my local news, right after the underwear bombing, the very next day they reported the Taliban turned around and bombed a CIA building.
Say that
and
again?
At my local news here in Ohio, Channel 10 had reported one day about the underwear bomber. And then the very next day, they started reporting about how the Taliban attacked the CIA embassy building.
Oh, yes.
Over in Afghanistan.
Well, it wasn't really an embassy building. It was a former Soviet airfield and prison, and it killed 8 CIA employees. But I appreciate your call. And that was probably a real terror attack because the CIA admittedly has been inside Pakistan bombing weddings and other public events, and those people are all about vendettas and those particular tribes. And that's what they're saying. They're saying this is a vendetta for killing our families. And that's the problem. Being in all these countries, it creates real terrorism, and the system knows that. Let's take another call. Thank you, Calvin. I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk to Carol in California. Carol, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to say gratitude to you and to Mr. Haskell for speaking the truth, having the courage to be the example for all of us to stand up and do the same. Sir, I could go on for eons. I'd like to say that the people have the right in the Republic to act in commerce, to take back our sovereignty, and it is important that we do the research so that we can stand in peace and combat them with peaceful means. That arms are not the only way to go, and I could go on forever, but thank you so much for speaking up and speaking for the truth.
Carol, thank you. Good to talk to you in 2010. I'll tell you one way to take things back in commerce. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food in most stores. Now half the food, you know, when I go into a store, sometimes even more, is organic. That's 10 years ago, you couldn't find milk that didn't have bovine growth hormone in it, making our kids go into puberty when they're 7, 8 years old. Now, there's a tiny little area in the cold case, the refrigerated dairy case, of the GMO milk, and there's 4, 5, 6 big cases full of different varieties of organic milk, or at least non-hormone milk, natural milk. And it's the same thing with so many issues. You vote with your dollars. Support the alternative media. Buy the books and videos that I've written, that I produce, that we sell at InfoWars.com. That allows us to expand our operation. I want to thank all of you out there. We couldn't have done it without you. Let's go to Michael in California. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Alex? I want to say thank you, first of all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir. You know, a lot of more young people are becoming especially more aware of this particular incident with the underwear bomber, as this terrorist looks like a lot of them here in America. It looks like a lot of us. What are your thoughts on, you know, Jay-Z and hip-hop having a lot of symbolism and the New World Order, you know, coming through on BET and a lot of our networks? And
well, that's a separate issue. So that's two questions. Or specifically, you want me to talk about New World Order symbology in movies and film and TV?
Yeah,
and rap?
If not in this episode, if not in this particular show, maybe in the future, have you thought about talking about it?
No, let me come back and answer both your questions. I appreciate your call, Michael. Those are both very important. Terrorists that look like us. What's he mean by that? And then also, Illuminati symbolism all over hip-hop. And I've seen it myself. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, to answer Michael's questions from California, in the last 3 years, we've seen Fox News, Sky TV, BBC, and others come out and say why Al-Qaeda is working with Al-Qaeda and in one clip they used on Fox, it showed a British government training video where the military was dressed up with ski masks with bazookas, showing what a terror training camp might look like. But people weren't told that. I had to go look it up. And so what they do is they tell the public, this has all been set up for people that are different from you, people overseas. We're not taking your rights. We're just setting up this police state to fight, you know, these evil people overseas that live in caves that made NORAD stand down on 9/11 and all this other baloney. But then when you get the Homeland Security documents, the MIAC reports, remember all those earlier last year that we got, that we broke, that the FBI had to admit were real, where their main internal focus is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. That's who's being tracked. That's who's being controlled. And so, yes, more and more we're being told terrorists could look like anybody. But going back to 2001, 2002, all these training manuals, even the public ones for police, say, don't trust a woman with a baby carriage. Don't trust a priest. Don't trust anybody. Anybody could be Al-Qaeda. And so that's happening. Now, on a totally different subject of Illuminati symbolism, I like to be careful about this because people can go overboard with it. Like, I'll make films about the New World Order, and then I'll say, we will defeat the New World Order. And I'll show an all-seeing eye and pyramid. Saying terror storm. And then all these websites get created going, look, he's got Illuminati programming in his film. He's got hidden symbols. They're not hidden. A big giant pyramid. When I'm talking about the New World Order and their system and their symbol being a pyramid of command and control compartmentalization, I'm going to show you an all-seeing eye pyramid. They've done reviews of my film Order of Death. The whole thing is about Illuminati symbolism. It's about exposing it. So people go, look, he's showing symbolism. I was a consultant on a Scanner Darkly, and they wanted to point out that it was like an Illuminati-type future where the government puts out the drugs through a private corporation that then basically turns you into a brainwashed zombie, and then the government controls the rehabs, the work camps. It makes you a slave. So they sell you the drugs. It ruins your brain, makes you a zombie, and then they use you as a slave. It's a Philip K. Dick book. Hate to give it, you know, give away the end of the movie, but that's the storyline. And I consulted some on the high-tech aspects of it, on the surveillance aspect of it. I'm also in the film with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, and others. And there's Illuminati symbolism throughout it. We're saying it's the Illuminati. It's the Illuminati. I mean, a guy wearing a shirt with an all-seeing eye on it, Illuminati symbolism on the walls, that's out in the open. We're saying it's the Illuminati. It's the New World Order. Okay? Now, that said, there is massive symbolism. The symbol for CBS and all these major logos being all-seeing eyes. All these top rappers, you guys found a video clip of that. Play it for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in the background now. We were playing it earlier. And you see them doing all these gang signs and Illuminati signs in their films. And, you know, that's saying, you know, we're down with it. We're on the inside track. Of course, because there's so much power associated with the New World Order and the Illuminati that people are then going to mimic it. They're going to imitate it. Now, that said, and I gave you guys a group of printouts when I got into the office today. I hadn't stapled them yet. Did you staple those? Oh, good. Here's the stack. I actually went to the Library of Congress. It's not in this stack. I actually went to the Library of Congress, and later in the week, I am going to do a little 10-minute piece on the weekday show while we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv so people can actually see it. And I want to prepare for it. I want to have it all preloaded in the computer so we can do it in a graceful way and go over all of it. I want to engage in a defense of George Washington. Because last week I did a little short 10-minute tribute to George Washington and to the founding of our country and how he was offered to be the king of the colonies and he said no. And then I got all these emails and comments saying, Alex, George Washington was Illuminati. Look, there's this quote about him saying, I am satisfied with the fact that the Illuminati is operating in the United States. Well, you just don't know classical English of that day. Our English has changed. He was saying, I am satisfied that this is going on, meaning, yes, I agree this is going on. And so I went to the Library of Congress online, and there are more than 20 letters by George Washington where he speaks of the Illuminati. And in that very letter that everyone uses against him, the scan of the letter, he is writing letters. In fact, they did find it. I am to him. There is the letter. He is writing to people. He wrote hundreds of these, but Library of Congress has 20 or so that I could find, warning them. And so they use this famous quote and take it out of context for what the quote clearly means, preying on people who aren't aware of how classical English worked. And then they ignore the very next paragraph where he says the Illuminati and Jacobins are of the worst sorts and horrible criminals and we must stop them taking over America. See, there's the copy of the letter. And there's a whole bunch of them. I spent like 3 hours. I couldn't quit reading these Friday night. So what he said is, in this letter, it says, if you've ever doubted the existence of the Illuminati order, there are archives from George Washington himself, which prove not only they exist, but they were intensely active in America. And this site that wrote about it is very accurate, in that that's a whole other controversy here. People keep acting like the Illuminati doesn't exist or didn't ever exist when it was the main issue of the day, the 1770s through 1820 or so. And I had read countless mainline history books where George Washington was fighting the Illuminati. I had read text of his letters. I had never actually looked at the letters, the scans of the letters themselves. So what people do is they take out of context the following. It was not my intention to doubt the doctrines of the Illuminati and principles of Jacobism had not spread to the United States. So people take it out of context to make it sound like he's saying they're good. It was not my intention to doubt the doctrines of the Illuminati. And then they stop. He's saying, I'm not doubting that they're going on in the United States. It was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of the Illuminati and the principles of Jacobism have not spread in the United States. On the contrary, no one is more truly satisfied of this fact than I am. And they prey on ignorant people and say that satisfied means he likes it. And he's saying, I'm satisfied of the fact that they're operating here in the United States. And later in the week, I'll read the rest of the letter where he then calls them the worst type of scum that must be stopped.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You know, I hate to even start getting into a defense of George Washington, because I know people will come back with, but Benjamin Franklin was a member of the Hellfire Club in England and France, and he was a member of the Illuminati. Yes, I've said that many times. Most people are aware of that because for more than a decade we've been covering it here. There was Illuminati infiltration of our government. Washington writes about that his last year as the president, saying we must stop these people. Yes, he was a Mason. That doesn't mean all Masons were members of the Illuminati. The Illuminati used their secret society system to take over. And there were a lot of people in Europe who were angry at the monarchs, tired of the corruption, tired of the church's corruption, tired of the inquisitors. And so if you read the Illuminati documents in Germany, one of their letter carriers got struck by lightning. That's how the conspiracy was made public. It said, oh, we're manipulating all these good men. The best people in society are now working with us. You know, but they don't know that we plan to take over government and put ourselves in the thrones. You see, so it was a sophisticated system. You had a rebellion against tyranny happening, so of course corrupt scammers went in and tried to take that over. And of course, Benjamin Franklin, being the U.S. ambassador to France, then the ambassador to England, of course he was going to be involved in all these intrigues. And that's what Washington later discovered years later and put an end to. And there's clear evidence that he was bled to death. He was murdered by one of their operatives who was a, who was an attending physician. And there's a whole other subject there. The issue is the Bill of Rights and Constitution is good. The globalists today are getting rid of it. And we need to get our Bill of Rights and Constitution back, regardless. But it's not fair to use these letters and just say, where he says, yes, I'm satisfied of the fact that the Illuminati is operating here in the United States. Well, of course, he's saying, I'm satisfied they're operating. And then he goes on to say, these are the worst type of people, and they've got to be stopped. I mean, go to the Library of Congress yourself. You know, I said I was going to take calls, and now one guy's question's taking me on a 10-minute rant. Folks, I can't answer long questions because I want to get to everybody. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My question is there an alliance or a slight rift between you and the likes of Beck, Limbaugh, and Savage, who are also inspiring a lot of other red, white, and blue Americans to wake up? Because wouldn't the rift just complicate things more, or an alliance help more, because they are not people like the CNBC people who bash Republican people? That's my question. Thank you.
You know, incredibly important question. I'm going to draw a picture here. Guys, give me a camera shot for TV viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. And for radio listeners, we'll later post a YouTube of this up on the site for everybody. Here's the deal. I am an alternative grassroots radio host who is not part of the left-right paradigm. I don't let myself be put in a box. Okay? Now, it would appear that I'm allies with Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, and others right now, because I'm opposing government takeover of healthcare, because I'm opposing the Copenhagen Global Carbon Tax Treaty, because I'm opposing everything Obama's doing. Limbaugh, Beck, and others aren't opposing Obama on the war. They're saying he's not doing enough. That then gives him left cover, when the guy's actually the biggest defense budget ever, expanding all these wars that bankrupt our country and destroy our security. In the left-right paradigm, you've got the left on one end, and you've got the right on the other end. Okay? You've got the left on one end, you've got the right on the other end. And they keep everybody contained within this system. I am outside of this system. There are some truths within the left-right argument. But the main fight in the left-right argument is the Republicans and the Democrats, controlled by special interests, fighting with each other for control of the political system. And so when a Republican's in power, the government triples in size, and we launch all these wars, and we lose freedom. And then when Democrats get in power, they expand the size of government, and they expand the wars, and we lose more freedoms. But the rhetoric is different. Now, when the Democrats were in power, they were opposed to the war, to the Patriot Act, to warrantless spying, to the police state, to torture, and to lobbyists. Now that they're in power, they're for it all and have taken it even further than Bush. Now that Republicans are out of power, they want to be with the people with rhetoric that's popular. Hey, we don't want world government. We don't want government health care. We don't want carbon taxes. But as soon as they're in power, unless we really get real leadership in there, it is only going to continue. And then the Democrats will suddenly be anti-establishment. I'm anti-establishment and a constitutionalist, no matter who's in power. If George Bush violates the Constitution, I expose him. If Barack Obama violates the Constitution, I expose him. When George Bush is under the control of offshore private interest, I expose him. When Bill Clinton's in power, I expose him. When Barack Obama's in power, I expose him. You know, if General Petraeus is in power in 3 years, I'll expose him. Or if it's Mitt Romney or whoever it is, I expose him. I'm into facts. I'm into issues. I'm into how things actually work. Okay? And I know that the government gets bigger and we lose freedoms no matter who is in there, because a global private interest. Look, things have changed, though, at least. Limbaugh and Beck and Savage could say there was no New World Order. The CFR didn't warrant world government. There was no North American Union for years. Now, because we educated, myself and many others, mainly the listeners of this show, and Lou Dobbs, educated so many people. He deserves a lot of credit. He's a trailblazer. And look, they kicked him off CNN, bought him out, got rid of him, bought out his contract, to be precise. Now, because everybody basically knows world government's real, they've heard the UN call for it, now Limbaugh and all them look pretty stupid never talking about it. So now we're so far down the line, so deep into this, they're now admitting it's real. And I commend them for that. But again, I don't sit up here bashing these guys all day. Of the three you mentioned, I think Savage has always been the best. But still, he does horrible things like say, and I heard him over and over again say years ago, anyone who disagrees with the government and protests the war is aiding terrorists. You should be arrested and put in a camp. And we shouldn't have to pay for you in a camp, so it should be forced labor. Now, that's basically word for word. That is 180 degrees the opposite of liberty. Let me close shot again, guys. You know, here's liberty and freedom over here, and here's tyranny over here. When Bush was in power, Savage and others were supporting total tyranny. Now that Obama's in power, Savage gets up on his show and says the government may stage terror attacks to take our freedoms. See, now he's on the side of liberty. I haven't seen anything that truthful out of the other two. All I'm saying is, in 3 years, when you get a Republican, you're going to hate me. A lot of you Republicans now love me, just like Democrats liked me when Bush was in. And then when Republicans get in, you're going to hate me. Liberals hate me now. Conservatives love me. Folks, you got to grow up. I mean, come on. I mean, somehow you've got to grow up and get the facts. Somehow you've got to shatter the left-right paradigm. Please. Somehow you've got to see what's happening. You got two parties fighting over power and paychecks they get from offshore interest. That's it. The government's too big. It's rotten. It's corrupt. They have declassified that our criminal government has staged terror attacks. It's in Army manuals how to stage terror attacks for officers. Folks, all I do is report the facts, okay? We're in a lot of trouble. We've been robbed. Criminal interests don't want you to get control of your government because then they'd be prosecuted. So they want to set up a tyranny so they get away with it. Let's jam in a call. I'm going to go to break and just jam in calls at the end here. David in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to finally speak with you.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple quick points I want to make.
You know what? I didn't look at the clock right. I'm going to put you on hold, come back to you. David, Paul, Kim, Chris, Seal, Billy Bob. Again, I'm trying to take your calls. Just each question brings up such complex issues. See, the problem is reality's complex. And everybody wants a Republican or a Democrat to give them quick, easy answers, silver bullets. Freedom doesn't come out of a McDonald's window with instant gratification. It takes research.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming in hot, final segment of the first live radio show of 2010. And going back to David in Arkansas, go ahead and make your points, David.
Okay, thank you, Alex. The truth is our best ally and the only ally we really need because it's unwavering and unchanging. Brother, you're not alone. You're not the only one with discernment that can see how horrific this is. This pains me every single day to see how all of this is playing out.
Oh, I know. A lot of people are waking up. That's the good news.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. And it is inevitable that we will win this psychological war that we are fighting. It's just a matter of how much time and it.
Well, it's just, David, I see the control grid going in place. The system knows we're waking up. They've been five steps ahead of us building the surveillance grid, brainwashing the police, and brainwashing the public, and we better come together against tyranny. You know, when a Republican gets in 3 years, folks, we better make sure they cut government and restore the republic. But they're not going to. That's the problem. Everybody sees the Democrats sliding in polls. They see Democrats defecting to the Republicans. You watch, the Republicans aren't going to repeal the health care bill when they get in 3 years.
No, of course not. Of course not. No.
Unless we start 3 years ahead of time going, look, buddy, you better stop it.
Absolutely. But the good news is people are waking up, and with their sloppiness, with their arrogance and short-sightedness, this underwear bomber is a great thing because it proves without a shadow of a doubt that all of this tyrannical security that they're trying to pull on us is absolutely worthless. When the
That's right. Even if you believe, great points, and I appreciate your call, David. Even if you believe that all this terrorism is real, that, well, we gave a bunch of our rights, and what did we get? It's all baloney, folks. They escorted him on the plane. The whole thing's a cover-up to launch a new war in Yemen. Paul in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Paul, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I'm going to tell you about something going on in Oklahoma. Some of our representatives are working on legislation to try to stop the health care bill.
That's right. You've got a whole bunch of state attorney generals, what, 18 of them, saying it's unconstitutional. You've got 30-plus states in passing or close to passing 10th Amendment legislation declaring states' rights, and the media is trying to spin it like they're seceding or something. They're not.
Oh, yeah, of course. They always will make us look like the outsiders or the bad people when we're truly not, you know.
No, the globalists are the outsiders under international treaty trying to take over our sovereignty.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to ask you about who I think or who I've been reading might be the new shiny face, the elite Newt Gingrich. He's been popping up more and more. And I'm wondering
Newt Gingrich, who tells you we need to give up our rights, that global warming's man-made, we need global taxes. He was for the Copenhagen takeover. Exactly. I mean, he's just a horrible rhino. But the media acts like he's this great conservative icon because talk show hosts say he is. The guy's a nightmare. I appreciate your call. Great point, Paul. Let's talk to Chris in Arizona. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hey, first I'd like to send a ton of unconditional love over to you and your guys in the studio and the Haskell family. I can't thank him enough for standing forward to this tyranny. I'm fighting it side by side with you every day, Alex.
Awesome.
They featured my car. I drive the Ron Paul 2012 car that Ron Paul signed on the 5th of December, and they featured it on the Daily Paul on New Year's. I was quite excited about that. But I want to thank you guys for everything you do. And this tyranny is incredible, man. It's been an unbelievable year, Alex.
It has been. I appreciate your call, Chris. Going back to the caller before him, bringing up Newt Gingrich, it was Newt Gingrich in 1994 when Bill Clinton was involved in all of his tyranny and treason against our Constitution who led the Republican freshmen to destruction by not delivering their promises. And Gingrich is a top CFR member, a top traitor, a Benedict Arnold, and I believe he will lead a revolt by the people through the Republicans down a rat hole. That's what all these fake neocons posing as patriots are doing right now. They're telling the truth about a lot of issues, but positioning themselves to make sure the status quo of exploding government and tyranny continues. Seal in Canada, you're on the air.
Channel Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, brother. God bless, first of all, you and yours in the new year, and even listeners as well, because they're part of this.
They're not part of it. They are the engine, the treads, everything. They are the fight.
All right. And let's you know, I got two other things to say. Let's count our blessings. You know, we got Climate Gate. We got some good things that happened in the past year.
Yeah,
you know?
In fact, I said last week that Climate Gate was the equivalent politically of Washington's victory at Trenton. And it was. It's a giant victory against the globalists. They were staking everything on this, and it blew up, and their whole fraud to set up taxes on every facet of our lives is in trouble.
Well, you know, that's an excellent analogy, and that's why you're sitting in the chair you're sitting in there, brother. You know, I think what we need, you know, we don't need a bunch of public selves in a big building that calls itself the UN that pretends to look out for us. We need some sort of a citizens' executive council. I mean, you've got some good people there, Ron Paul and you know Kucinich. They've been doing some honest, good man work. But we need some people that can get in.
Mort Monson has talked about a global freedom party based in each nation that pushes for sovereignty and liberty against the New World Order. And
excellent.
Yeah, that is moving forward.
Oh, great. You know, we're showing a very strong non-confidence of government, not just government, but the individuals that
exactly.
are running the show.
Congress has an 11% approval rating. They're doing the opposite of what the people want, the opposite of what's constitutional. Good to hear from you, Seal. Awesome call. Billy Bob in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Oh, great to talk to you. Alex, I am nothing but on all of this, what's happening. I see clearly. But that's no excuse for anybody to back off the throttle at all. This is an exponential thing, and the applied force will become exponential. They've had it. These ivory tower clowns, they're 40 or 50 years behind. I do not give them the credit that too many people do. They're old school. They're too old school, and this is the new millennium, and even going back from the new millennium to George Washington, the father of our country. I mean, we've got them boxed in.
Well, we've got them boxed in if we take action. It's true that the pendulum was swinging towards tyranny. That woke a lot of people up, and now the pendulum stopped at Copenhagen and is beginning to swing back towards freedom if we take the initiative. Yes, sir. God bless you. And it's great to talk to you the first live broadcast of the new year, Billy Bob. Great points. Again, I'm giving callers short periods of time and trying to restrict myself to short comments so we can get you on air. Thomas in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first time caller, long time listener. How you doing?
Good. God bless you, sir. Go ahead.
Awesome. First, if I can get a comment from you, I got an article here from the Daily Paul titled U.S. Martial Law in January 2010. In the article, it states Federal Reserve Bank will be disbanded and replaced by the World Bank at the end of January 2010, causing American dollar to devalue by 50%. Can you talk
Who
about
wrote
that?
It? Who wrote it?
It says submitted by Mauser.
The person that posted it isn't who wrote it. What's the source?
I don't have it here. I printed it off.
All right, I'm going to let you go and comment on that quickly. When they got body scanners in the airports and police are taking blood without warrants and baby's blood at birth without warrants of all children born, when we've got GMO food that's killing us on our store shelves, when we've got a government that arrests people and tortures them and then puts them on trial, that is martial law. Don't ever look for them to announce it. When we have military running checkpoints all over the country, and it's not even a big news item, that's martial law. It's what increment of martial law? Yes, the dollar's dead. That's why the bankers are buying everything up while it still has some value. But to put dates on it, I don't know. But definitely, the real economy's imploding. Joblessness is up. They're printing tens of trillions, pumping it out there. It's like a sugar high. And yes, they want to implode our economy to bring us into world government. That's in their own documents and statements. But I don't know about the specific article you're talking about. I'll have to look it up. We just posted Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I put in my films what we can prove, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Aston in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Good. We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Got a few of those butterflies myself, but this should go well. First thing I wanted to talk to you about is I'm really looking forward to your series on the Founding Fathers. Could you recommend a good book?
You know, I've read so many on the founders from different perspectives, the French, the British view, the view in the colonies. I've read a lot of the letters and writings of the founders. But I am going to be doing every week or so at least a few segments a week on our history, who we are, so we can know what we want to be and what we were and how revolutionary that was in a good way versus what we're becoming going back to tyranny. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. We'll have time to let the callers have a little bit more time on air tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central. In this same studio, Jason Burmes is coming up. If it's not on your local AM and FM, you can listen at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. See you back live tomorrow. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.